You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
I say, hey family, hey family, hey family, man, we are so excited to be here with you today. Look, we got another Throwback Thursday. That's right, Throwback Thursday for you, when Lanisha and I have done an interview with an awesome and dynamic couple, our brothers and sisters. Excuse me, our brother and sister from the Texas area, the Ferrers. We love them to life. And a couple years ago, we did an episode on self-awareness. And this really ties into what we feel like the Holy Spirit has been speaking to our hearts and our minds in this season as we're ending the year in November and December. And the thing that hit my heart was, you know, Lord, show me myself. And so Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24, when you get a chance, check it out. It will encourage you, but put you at a place where you're just asking the Lord to kind of just show you what it is that needs to be removed. And it's the loving correction of Holy Spirit, not to discourage you and put you out, or not to have you down and this, you know, just depressed or anything, but to kind of give you encouragement of how you can be the best husband or the best wife that you can be, and not to focus on the faults of your spouse, but to ask the Lord to show you how you can be better, you know, and serving in your marriage and in your family and your business. And so we have a conversation going on with this awesome couple, with myself, my wife, and the Ferrers. And we just want you to stay tuned and to look forward to ask the Lord to show you something out of the mouth of the couples. And as we share what it is that we believe the Lord is sharing at this day and this time, you're awesome. We love you. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you after this encouraging word about self-awareness, which we're also tagging this hashtag show me myself.
And welcome to our Marriage Mondays. Today, Christian and I are sitting here with our friends, Javen and Diana Ferrer, and they've just been an excellent influence on our marriage and our family, and we're happy to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Yes, we are. Today, we're going to talk about self-awareness. We went to an awesome service yesterday, and the pastor was speaking about holiness. And the thing that hit me in my heart and my mind is how self-awareness was tied into one of his points, and how even in our marriage relationship, how we can focus on each other's wrong and what the person is doing wrong versus what Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us. And so as I was able to meditate, Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23 came to my mind pertaining to the fruits of the Spirit. And that's what we need to go ahead and to display. And so that's something that I want to personally work on in our relationship and in our marriage. And I want to encourage you as well to also check out Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, to kind of allow Holy Spirit to speak to you and encourage you as well. But I think that's a good place to kind of see, you know, to mark where we have self-awareness according to the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, you know, when you say holiness and self-awareness, you know, I know in terms of our relationship and our marriage, I've always looked at Diana as the more holy person. Because of the things that she does, you know, versus the things that I do or don't do. And as we've seen this weekend, you know, holiness, we are holy because Christ said, be holy. Mm-hmm. And I have Christ in me that makes me holy. So when we talk self-awareness, you know, in a marriage context, it's very important to understand who you are so that you not have to compete
right
the way we have competed at times.
I know comparison within a marriage is a huge thing, because sometimes we can look at each other as you're the better person and I'm the worst person. Mm-hmm. And really, in essence, we compare ourselves by our fruit, what we produce, by Christ's example, not your example or my example. And so when we position ourselves to become aware of who we are as individuals, we bring much better fruit into our marriages. A lot of times we may see ourselves as the better person or the better spouse. And I know even for myself, if God will correct me a lot of times with you if I've had a negative attitude or I've missed an opportunity to serve you. Not necessarily something you asked me to do or were looking for, but he told me to do something and I kind of just, he's not too concerned about that right now. And he'll check me. Mm-hmm. And it shows me that he loves Jabin enough to tell me you need to take better care of him. Or he's showing me how to grow up and mature my own faith and understanding, and so that I can be bearing good fruit and represent him well as a wife. And so the message on holiness, I love the fact that he talked about it's God's work in us. He does it and we maintain it. And it just shows us that it's not our works that make us good people, but it's his blessing over us. It's his anointing over us.
That's good. Okay.
I just think it's amazing after 13 years in marriage that you guys are still learning about one another. You're learning about yourself. And you not only are learning, but you're making the adjustments to allow your marriage to grow and develop and your love to grow deeper. So that's an encouragement to us, as well as I hope our viewers are encouraged. No matter how long you've been married, you can still learn more about one another and about yourself, most importantly, so that you can serve your spouse to the best of your abilities with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Well, wasn't that awesome? That was dynamite. Look, we thank you again for tuning in. You're awesome. You're anointed. You're chosen. We want to speak life, self-awareness, that you're asking the Lord to show you yourself and that you will be the best that you can be. Finish this year out strong. Give thanks during Thanksgiving. Celebrate the birth of Jesus and Christmas and just continue to just look and expect for great and mighty things from the Lord. We want you to look us up on Instagram. We want you to check us out on our Facebook page, as well as recognizing that we have an awesome new book that's out, and we just want you to get your hand on it. So we love you to life. Check it out on our website of higherlevelmarriage.com, and just stay connected with us. Send us your prayer requests. Let us know how you're doing. We would love to hear from you, and stay tuned. Have a great, powerful, and awesome day. We love you to life. God bless you.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.